News, I'm Ben Thomas. As Iran tries to bottle up the Persian Gulf, targeting commercial ships and oil facilities with strikes, the International Energy Agency says members have agreed to release 400 million barrels of oil from emergency reserves,
aiming to alleviate the immediate impacts of the disruption in markets.
IEA Executive Director Fatih Birol.
But, to be clear, the most important thing for a return to stable flows of oil and gas is the resumption of transit through the Strait of Hormuz.
Democratic senators are demanding answers from the Trump administration as a growing body of evidence suggests the U.S. was likely responsible for a strike at an elementary school in Iran that killed more than 165 people, many of them children. The Trump administration is launching a new process to try to replace tariffs struck down by the Supreme Court. It involves a trade investigation into manufacturing in foreign countries. And Jennifer King has the latest on the congressional investigation into Jeffrey Epstein.
Epstein's longtime accountant and the executor of his estate, Richard Kahn, was deposed by lawmakers on Capitol Hill. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says Kahn told them he had not personally seen the victims or any evidence of sexual abuse by Epstein.
Every witness has said that they never saw anything inappropriate.
But he did provide a better picture of how Epstein acquired his wealth.
There were five clients that paid money to Epstein, and that was Les Wexner, Glenn Dubin, Stephen Sinofsky, the Rothschilds, and Leon Black.
None of those people have been accused of wrongdoing. Committee Democrats argue that anyone with ties to the wealthy financier should be scrutinized. Democrat James Walkinshaw.
You know, Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking ring would not have been possible without Richard Kahn.
Jennifer King, Washington.
This is AP News. You travel a long way to see your favorite team. This is not the mistake you want to make. Ed Donahue explains.
A Spanish soccer fan had a ticket to see his favorite team in Britain, but he embarrassingly missed the match. Barcelona played Newcastle in the Champions League at St. James Park. But one Barcelona fan went to Exeter's St. James Park, 360 miles away. Third-tier Exeter City was playing Lincoln City the same night Barcelona was playing. The fan arrived at the turnstile shortly before kickoff, showed his ticket, and then realized his mistake. An Exeter team employee says the man had come from London, and his guess is he put St. James Park in his phone and then just followed the directions. He described the man as gutted and embarrassed. He saw Exeter City lose. His team, Barcelona, tied with Newcastle. I'm Ed Donahue.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.